Hello and welcome live from Tehran. You've tuned to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has blamed Saudi Arabia for allowing the U.S. to insult regional nations.
آمریکا هم بنابر طبع استکباری خود اونها رو تحقیر میکنه. شنیدید، همه شنیدند که رئیس جمهور یاوگوی آمریکا حکام سعودی رو تشبیه کرد به گاو شیرده. این تحقیر است، این اهانت است، اهانت به مردم آن منطقه است، مردم آن کشور است. اگر آل سعود از اهانت به خودشون بدشون نمیاد، خب به جهنم بدشون نیاد، اهانت بشن. اما این اهانت به مردم منطقه است، اهانت به ملت‌های مسلمان است.
Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei made the remarks in a meeting with the ambassadors of Islamic countries, Iranian officials and guests participating in the 32nd Islamic Unity Conference in Tehran. Ayatollah Khamenei also hailed the wave of Islamic awakening in the Middle East and North Africa. He said hegemonic powers are scared of Islamic awakening as it can resolve the regional nations' problems. Elsewhere, Ayatollah Khamenei said the U.S. and Israel are weaker than before, adding that Israel has suffered many humiliating defeats in the face of Palestinians and Lebanon's resistance movement, Hezbollah, over the past years. Let's cross over right here in Tehran, joined by journalist and political analyst, commentator, Mr. Mostafa Khoshchashm. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, tell me, you heard what the leader of the Islamic Revolution has said, specifically pointing the finger at Israel and the United States about how their positions are weakening. Your take.
Hello, and thanks very much for inviting me to the show. Well, you know, if we just take a look at the situation in the region some five, 6 decades ago, and compare it with the situation today, we'll come to realize probably that this trajectory and could assess the future of the region. Some five, 6 decades ago, countries like Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Jordan, they were joining the Palestinians and supporting them against the Israelis in military and political terms. But always the wars lasted for a few weeks to a few days and ended with the Muslims' defeat. And Israelis won the wars. And not just that, but they chose the side that they intended to negotiate from among the Palestinians. This way they could determine who would lead the Palestinian community and nation. But now, if we move to modern day, we see that these Arab, so-called Arab allies, they've all left the Palestinians alone, but the wars, you know, they last for a shorter time and shorter time, from 50-something days in 2006 to a couple of days, just last month, and with Hamas winning the battle and the Israelis begging for the ceasefire, and also regional experts believe that this is Hamas that has the major say and pushed the Israeli cabinet to the brink of failure and to early election. Now Netanyahu's position and status is very weak in the occupied territories, actually. And this shows that Hamas now has grown and grown more and more powerful. Take a look at Hezbollah. After the Israelis withdrew from southern Lebanon after 20 years of occupation, the next war was in 2006, but lasted only 33 days, and they were defeated. And ever since then, they've been forming fact-finding commissions in order to realize the main cause of their defeat, and they have never, ever dared to wage war on southern Lebanon on Hezbollah again. Mm-hmm. And while Hezbollah now, it has been under sanctions, crippling sanctions, it has grown powerful so much that on the political scene, it has won a major, number of seats in the parliament for the first time. Now people representing different camps in this multicultural and multi-religious nation, they now support Hezbollah, and they are, criticizing Hariri for blocking formation of the government.
Right. Mustafa, I want to look at one other angle of the leader's speech when he talked about, sorry to interrupt you, when he talked about basically Saudi Arabia and their responsibility for what is taking place in the region. I'd like you to comment on that.
Well, you know, one of the lessons that we could, you know, receive from comparing the situation of yesterday and today is that the Saudis and their allies like Egypt, like Jordan, they have been of no significance, not on the day that they supported the Palestinians and not on the day that they are standing against the Palestinians and joining hands with the Israelis. They have even failed as a wealthy and well-equipped and armed nation, along with over a dozen other, allies that are backed up by the U.S. and the U.K. and arms shipments that they are sending to Saudi Arabia. They have failed to even score one single win against Ansarullah, that's comprised of no more than barefoot fighters that are fighting for a cause. And this is the lesson that the Saudis have failed to receive. You know, the Saudis have been cooperating with the U.S. in order to represent a radical Islam, extremist Islam that could rival with the Islamic revolution of Iran, but they have failed. And now more and more nations are comparing Iran with Saudi Arabia, in terms of the achievements that Iran has made in various areas of technology when it has been under crippling, as they call it, crippling sanctions.
Okay.
And it is, you know, advanced and grown more powerful and influential on the scene of the Middle East. So the Saudis, I believe that they are in a very fragile situation, and they cannot even handle the political rivalries on the domestic scene, let alone having a say in the region.
Okay. Thank you so much. We have to leave it there. Appreciate you being with us. Out of Tehran, Mustafa Khushchev, journalist and political commentator.